Thank you for visiting Liberia. These elections are now over. As a special envoy of the UN, what has been your impression so far of the elections in Liberia?
The election had gone very well. I said that yesterday, and the report I got when I came in from the UN team on the ground, from the local observer team on the ground, from the international observer team, from all the institutions of government that had to do with the election, is that the election has gone fairly well. It was free, it was fair, it was transparent, and it was credible. And then, of course, the reaction of person who became number two in the runoff says it all. As he said in his statement, they work hard, but the result they got they believe is the verdict of the people, and they accept the verdict of the people, and he congratulated the man who became number one, and he appealed to all his supporters to be calm, and he will not be party to any violence or any agitation, and which I believe is very set a good standard for reaction by whoever contests election and fails to win to the result of the election. And I believe that the president-elect who will be sworn in the next 3 or so weeks from now will reciprocate in good measure and reconcile the country and move the country together collectively forward. There's still a lot of work to be done in this country. The civil war was over only about 14 years ago or thereabout. The foundation that has been laid over the last 12 years, the present, the incoming administration, we have to continue to build on that foundation. And I believe what has happened is deserve a commendation for the people of Liberia, because as I said in my statement, they are the winners, the people of Liberia, no matter which party they belong to or who they are. They are the winners, because now in peace, in stability, they will let their leaders move the country forward. And the international community will be ready now that there's peace, there's stability. The international community will be ready to join hand with the leaders and the people of this country to do what is right, what needs to be done which is development, growth, and progress.
Now, you are a former president of Nigeria, and in Africa, an experienced person, somebody people look up to for advice and direction. The new administration, if you ask for giving some pieces of advice or how to begin, what would that be?
Well, what I will say will be what I have already said to the president-elect, that the campaign is over. The election is over. Work begins. And work begins, first of all, to appreciate that Liberia is a country that is an old country. Liberia is a country that has some culture. Liberia is a country that has history behind it. That is, Liberia is also a country that has some problems to solve. And those problems must be addressed. He has to work out priorities. Last night when I saw the youth on the street jubilating, what was going in my mind is, this is one of the problems that the new administration will have to address. The problem of education for the youth, the problem of health, the problem of skill acquisition, the problem of employment for them, the problem of meeting their expectation. And I said to the president-elect, the expectation is high. And he cannot do it alone. He has to realize that, and the people of this country must realize that they have to all come together to do it together. But I believe that the goodwill is there. And if it taps onto the goodwill, as you said, you have people living in this country who may not belong to the president-elect's party, political party, but who can still make contribution. There are people in West Africa who we can call upon. There are Liberians in diaspora who can make contribution. There are people in Africa. And of course, he has some form of outreach already in his international relations. And the people are willing. That is what I have seen out there. People are willing to come to this country and help.
So, finally, what is the message you leave with the people of Liberia coming from the UN?
We say again, people of Liberia, congratulations. We applaud you for the peaceful way that this election has taken place. I urge you to join hand, no matter what political party you belong to join hand with the new administration to move Liberia forward.
Thank you so much.